We're on location today having a very cool event at the IAPF, which is the International Association of Pickleball Facilities. There's a whole bunch of people have flown into Arizona today to be part of this first regional event. Join me, I'm going to interview a bunch of the people that are here doing the show, talking about it. Hi, welcome back to the Future of Pickleball. We're on location today having a very cool event at the IAPF, which is the International Association of Pickleball Facilities. There's a whole bunch of people have flown into Arizona today to be part of this first regional event. Join me, I'm going to interview a bunch of the people that are here doing the show, talking about it. As you start thinking about this kind of show, hit the like button, subscribe to what we're doing, and watch the Selkirk TV app. More content is on that app than anything you'll find in pickleball. Welcome to the sport. Thanks so much. Well, here we are. I've got the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Sullivan, the fellow that owns the Orchard Pickleball Center and Jigsaw Health. His facility is hosting this event today. Patrick, what do you think about all this stuff?
It is an absolute delight here in everybody have a great time today here at the Orchard. We hosted the very first ever International Association of Pickleball. Wait, the first ever indoor. It's the IAPF, and everybody knows that that's the International Association of Pickleball Facilities.
Bingo. I love that. You know, I'll tell you, you've been here. You've been deep in the business now with this facility for a long time. As this trade association is forming, how do you think this will factor into the sport in general for facility operators?
I think that anytime an industry is big enough to get an association, it's a very good sign of things at present and of things to come. And I think that the things discussed here today in terms of key performance indicators and business metrics, and a lot of people in the audience sharing details about numbers they're having at their club, best practices they're getting at their club, I think it's really useful for everyone that attended. And I know myself, as a club operator, there was definitely some aha moments of like, okay, good to know.
You know, it's really interesting. I noticed exactly that on a number of different people's faces who are all out here. And it's been amazing the amount of information and the amount of detail that's been discussed by some very high-level industry professionals. It's so cool. I believe, if I recall correctly, that you're both a member of this association already.
Yes.
And you're using the recommended insurance agent that's helping to do insurance specifically for pickleball facilities.
Specifically, yes. We found Cameron quite a few years ago. Well, I guess 2.5 years ago when we started the Orchard. And he helped to guide us on getting the just perfect policy for us. We have our beer and wine license at the Orchard, so that brings on added risk, and you need to make sure that you handle that appropriately in your insurance coverage. And, you know, thankfully, knock on wood, no claims and no issues, but we feel very much taken care of because we worked through all of the policy decisions with Cameron.
Those are the kind of things that I think are going to be so positive about a trade association in pickleball specifically focused on the pickleball facility operators. Patrick, thanks so much. We want to come back here and do this again.
We'd love to have you come back again,
and,
Paul.
You know, I want to come back another time for a Tuesday night event. Am I going to get a chance to do that sometime?
Well, we'll see if DJ Pickle is ready to dust off the ones and the twos and break out a little Tuesday night pickleball for y'all.
I love that. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you, everybody.
So here we have the host of this entire event, David Johnson. Tell us about how the IAPF is doing and what this whole event is about.
Yeah, we started the International Association of Pickleball Facilities back in January. And we wanted to create an organization, a trade association in essence, that would help established and new pickleball facilities be more successful.
Very good. You know, it's been interesting. I've been here, was invited to attend this event. It's been remarkable, the amount of content and the specifics and the keys to how a business operator can be successful in this game. So I think we all need to applaud what David's been doing. Tell me this, David, how many people do you think will potentially be part of this organization long term?
We expect to have 500 plus facilities by the end of the year, could be pushing 1,000. The international aspect of this is really interesting. Facilities are popping up all over. We actually heard yesterday from a new pickleball facility association just for Malaysia. And they have 25, 30 facilities that have popped up in the last 6 months there. It's amazing. So we'll be international, all kinds of facilities. It could be independents, franchise, country clubs, parks and recs departments. Anywhere you've got a couple pickleball courts that you're making available to the public, we can probably help you.
Very cool. David, thanks so much. We're going to move on, and I'm going to keep on going with some of the coolest guests you can imagine who are in attendance at this event. Well, here we are. I've got Ray Lynn here from Selkirk. You know, one of the things that's been really cool to see is Selkirk's involvement with facilities and facility development. Ray Lynn runs all of the programs with the facilities. Tell us about that, Ray Lynn.
Yeah, so it's a really great opportunity for me to connect with facilities and hear the programs that they are running. And we want to be involved in all of it, from leagues, tournaments, events, demo program, lots of different ways. And we want to make sure to support their instructors as well. So if you guys are interested, we would love to hear from you. You can reach us at sponsorship@selkirk.com.
You know, one of the things that I find, and I've been involved with Selkirk for a long time, but one of the things that I see that's been so powerful about the Selkirk brand as a prestige and a luxury brand is it actually enhances, in my mind, a lot of things going on wherever the brand shows up. Do you find that to be the case, Leland?
Absolutely. Selkirk is a premium brand, and being partnered with Selkirk, you are considered a premium facility as well.
We like premium. All right, thanks so much. I want to take a quick moment to tell you about something new in pickleball. We have all been ghosted in the pickleball group chat. Now here's a way to fix that. Get the Play More Pickleball app. We're trying to get some pickleball in, so you send out a message to the group. A few people like the message, but what does that mean? Will they actually show up? And what kind of players are they? Will you have enough people for doubles? Play More is the new pickleball app that does the frustrating part for you. It will send smart invitations to play. You can easily see who's RSVP'd, and then you can use the AI matchmaking tool to balance your games. That means no more 5-0 versus 3-0 matchups. The best part, it's free. Find it in the App Store or use the web version at getplaymore.com. Playmore is the most stress-free scheduling app in pickleball. Now let's get back to the show. I want to tell you about our next guest. Mark Beach is here, and Mark has flown in from Hawaii to be a part of this. Mark, tell us about what's going on in Hawaii.
Well, we're certainly glad to be here. We are building a 18-court facility in Maui, in Kihei, a full fitness center, a wellness and recovery center as well. So we're excited, and we're here to learn more about pickleball, and it's been a great experience so far.
I want to ask you specifically where you guys have come in, I think, the furthest from anybody who's in attendance at this. Are you getting from the IAPF what you had hoped for?
Absolutely. Yes. No, it's been fantastic. We've known some of the people in the organization, certainly Dave and Josh, we know, and it's exceeded our expectations.
I think that's so cool. I've looked forward to a trade association being developed specific to this. We've also got the Pima organization that's geared towards paddle manufacturers, but I look very forward. I think our industry will benefit as these trade associations become developed. Thanks so much for attending. I enjoyed playing with your ladies yesterday. It was great fun.
Yeah, we've got a great group. Thank you. Appreciate all you do.
Well, I'll tell you, I ran into a great guest here at the IAPF event. Eric Tice from the Dink is here. Eric, tell me, what do you got going on here?
I just wanted to come by. I saw the event. It looked like I know it's the first one of a series of events for the IAPF. Saw all of the great vendors and facilities coming out, and I just wanted to check it out.
You know, it's so cool. I normally think of you as being the guy involved with the pro game. You're on top of that whole scene. It's sort of fun to see you at an industry trade event. Are you seeing the industry factoring into the pro game in a big way for you?
Yeah, I think for sure. For example, at this event, I know the Hub is here. The Hub really takes care of its players that it sponsors very well. I see them all over the place. And a lot of facilities are kind of turning towards that. The Pickler has some sponsored pros. So I do see facilities, you know, entering into kind of the pro scene.
That's very cool. You know, one of the things that's been great about being at this first event at the IAPF is seeing all the different tangents that come out of the sport. Eric, thanks so much for joining us today.
You got it.
Well, I want to tell you, we've got a couple of cool guests today. One of the sponsors of this event is Selkirk, and I've got Marcy and Ray Lynn, who do all of the negotiating and all of the work with the different facilities. Ladies, give me a little bit of an idea as to what you think about this new IAPF Trade Association. Marcy, let's start with you.
Yeah, we're really excited to be one of the sponsors of IAPF. We're excited to be here to get to talk to facilities face-to-face. We do a lot of phone calls with them, but it is really great to be here face-to-face and tell them about the great things that Selkirk does for facilities.
Cool. And actually, Ray Lynn is the person that actually heads all of the relationships with facility managers. So if you are in the facilities business and you want to connect with Selkirk, Ray Lynn, tell us what you think about all this.
Yeah, this has been really exciting, and I'm really glad to meet some of the facility owners that I've been contacting for the last few years. And I think that this has been really fun to get to see all of the new things that are happening and be a part of it.
You know, this has been really great. This is the first of the IAPF regional events that are being done, and it's been very cool to see the people that are coming in here. Ray Lynn, I wanted to ask you specifically, what do you think the best things that Selkirk does for facility operators?
Yeah, I think, honestly, the biggest thing is going to be the teaching instructors and the authorized retail partner, becoming a wholesale partner and being able to sell directly to your members. And, of course, the teaching instructors are there to help lead those sales to your pro shop. So, and, of course, there's always that engagement with that 101 with the members, training them, getting them into the community and pickleball community.
You know, it's so interesting. As I travel the country and I interview a lot of people in the sport, it amazes me to think of retail pickleball facilities that have hundreds and hundreds of members coming in every week who aren't figuring out how to optimize their relationship with the retail side of their business. Ladies, thanks so much for attending.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I want to welcome Will Richards to join us. Will is leading one of the largest pickleball franchise organizations in the country called Dilldinkers. Will, what do you think about this new trade association?
I like it. The fact that it's sharing a lot of really important information with people that are trying to build their own facilities that they may not get otherwise, because we want the industry as a whole to be healthy and starting off on the right foot.
You know, I think it's been so cool. I had Will on a full episode about 7-8 months ago about his organization, and I've wanted to ask him, with all of the content and the information that's being put out here at this event, how does it square with what your history has now been?
A lot of it is very parallel to what we've gone through. There's a couple things that that I've been shown by the people participating that maybe we did not think of. And there's a couple people that I'm going to have more in-depth conversations while I'm here to try to get some more of that information to help our franchisees as well.
You know, when we talk about a franchise organization and your company is getting a very wide span around the country, and I understand even going around the world, will this organization be something that your individual franchisees might want to participate in?
I believe so. And the next one, we're going to invite some of the franchisees to come to it. It'll be geographical in nature, depending on where these get-togethers are. But yeah, we can see a point in time, kind of like the Directors Club of America. All of our franchisees and managers are members of that. I can see that happening with this as well.
So cool. Will, thanks so much for attending. Thanks, you guys. We'll keep on finding more celebs here at the event. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a fun guest here that joined us today. Ruth Rosenquist from the GPF is here. Ruth, what do you think about this IAPF?
This has been a great gathering. It's so great to meet people from all private sectors as well as public sectors.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, I saw you here at the event, and the GPF is blowing up as an organization. How do you see the facilities and a trade association affecting potentially your international members?
Well, Paul, it's huge because we've got to have venues to play. I mean, we need access to more locations, and these people in this room are driving the change, driving the growth.
You know, one of the things, I've been a big fan of the GPF and the growth and development of it, but give me a little bit of an idea, Ruth, as to where you're at today with the GPF and where you see it going throughout 2025.
Okay, thank you. Great question. The Global Pickleball Federation is the world governing body for pickleball. We are a nonprofit coalition of 65 members as of this morning. We nice. Just announced Madagascar, so we're on track. We have countries in the pipeline to get to 100 by the end of the year.
How cool is that? Ruth, thanks so much for joining us. Take care, you guys. All right, folks, you've seen what's going on with the IAPF. This is a cool organization. I think it's going to be fantastic for the sport of pickleball. Stay in touch. We'll let you know what's going on and watch the Selkirk TV app. Bye-bye now.